for Christmas. Not so much. Now, okay, your favourite Christmas Sunday lunch. What's the best bit of Christmas Sunday lunch?
Pigs in blankets.
Pigs in blankets. So, have you got anybody else?
Sprouts.
Christmas cake, yes. Anything else?
Sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. Oh, that's a bit of a controversial one this morning, yes. Goats.
Oh.
Goats.
Wow.
Okay, what's your fork? Goats. Anyone else quiet? What are you going for? Roasted parsnips. Now, the other thing is, the big controversial moment of every Christmas lunch is this.
When to pull the crackers.
When do you pull the crackers? It's very controversial.
Always the Christmas dinner.
So how many of you is it before you eat? Put your hands up.
When do we do it?
Halfway
through.
You in our house would not survive. Okay, how about between the main course... Well, you've got that starters around here. We don't have starters. Between the main course and the pudding. Put your hand up. Yeah, you'll be allowed in our house.
Yeah.
And who has to wait to be done with the food before you're allowed to pull your cracker? That's all right. Be bold. It's fine. You can admit it. It's funny. Well, look, today, I thought we'd have a think about the meaning of Christmas with a very special cracker. So, I've just got one of the ones that we have around our table. I brought it along. And I need a couple of people who'll come and pull my cracker. So, why don't the two of you in the third row, you come around, that's it. Perfect. And, I've got a feeling this may not have a banging, so you may all have to be involved. Now, I just need two people today. So, are you ready? I need you to pull. We're all going to shout one, two, three, and then we'll all go bang, just in case there isn't one. So, are you ready? What? Ready? All of you. One, two, three. A paper hat! And there is a paper hat. I picked one for you, a red one for you, and it looks like I got some more, so there's one for you, and there's one for you, and there's one for me. How exciting. Oh, look, there's another one. Jamie, do you want that one?
There you go, my friends.
Great, now put your hats on. Now, of course, it's funny, isn't it? Because what kind of hats you've got yours on upside down, I think? Now, what kind of hat is it? What does it look like? Well, yours looks a bit old. But what does mine look like? It looks like a crown. Now, why do they put crowns in Christmas crackers? I've heard it said that it's to remember the wise men, but I'm not sure that's true. However, of course, the crown is really important because who was in that manger? Who was the little baby? Jesus, but Jesus was called by a special name. He was given the name Christ. And sometimes people think that Christ is Jesus' surname. Like I'm Adrian Ewing, so Ewing is my surname. Jesus Christ, but Christ doesn't mean that. Christ means anointed one. What it literally means is a king. He's a king. And when a king is someone who's in charge of everything. And what it's saying is that little baby is in charge of everything. Well, I wonder what he's really in charge of. Do you know the Bible says this? Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. That's very complicated. I thought I'd come up with an easy way of saying it. Jesus is God's selfie. Who takes selfies on their camera? Come on, everybody. Quick selfie. Big smile. Big smile. Brilliant. There we go. What it means is, Jesus is the exact picture of God. When you see Jesus, you see God. But it's more than that. That everything that's true about God is true about Jesus. Do you know, I discovered not long ago that there are as many stars in the sky as there are grains of sand on all the beaches in the whole world.
Yes.
It's mind-blowing.
Yes.
But do you know who put all those stars there? We'll go and be home. He came at Christmas. No, the Bible says that Jesus was there right at the beginning, not as a baby. He created the world. That's why he's king. He's in charge of everything. Do you know what that means this Christmas? It means Boris is not in charge. Some of you may go, no, he's really not in charge. Some of you are going, yes, he's not in charge. But nor is any world leader. Jesus is in charge. That's the first thing. Second thing, what is the second thing we normally find inside?
Questions.
Well, not quite questions, what are they? Jokes. There's something to make you smile. So, can you read that one? Read it out and then I might. Okay, why did Santa have three gardens?
So he can
go home. So he can go right, should you share that one out as the part of the magic band?
Why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing?
Why are Christmas trees so bad at sewing? Let's see.
Because they pull pins in you.
They always drop their needles. Okay, I'll do one more. Okay. What does Santa suffer from if he gets stuck in a chimney? Help! No! Claustrophobia. And the great thing is, of course, is that the Christmas message is there to make you smile. Do you remember when the angels appeared? Actually, the shepherds were terrified. Well, that doesn't sound very funny or can make anyone smile. But then suddenly the angels said, don't be scared, don't be afraid, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people. Now, a week ago or so, you got news. For some of you, it was great joy. Who was the Prime Minister? Brothers? It was not such great joy. It's very difficult to come up with news that's good for everybody. But Christmas is good news for everybody. And the reason we know that is that those shepherds were tended to be people that rarely got good news. No one really treated them particularly nicely. They're always a bit grubby, they've been out in the fields, they always looked a bit rough. Those are the kind of people you probably didn't want to hang around too much with. Generally, good news came to the nice people, the posh people. But no, God says, good news is coming to you, shepherds, even people like you. You see, I don't know about you, but I sometimes hear it said when I'm walking around the shops, from a parent to a child, I hear them say, you better be good, or Santa won't come and see you. Whoever gets told that. Which, you know, that's not very good news. It's not been very good that year, is it? What if that's the way God dealt with us? Well, if you're good, I'll love you. And if you're not, well, I'm not going to give you any good things. But that's not what the Bible says. The good news is, it doesn't matter what we've done, who we are, what we're like, what kind of family we come from, where we live, whether we've got a house or haven't got a house. The great news is, the good news to make everyone smile is, I've come to love all of you. Every single one. Last thing, what else do you find? Go ahead of me. What else do you find?
Things that you can use.
Things you can use. Should we just call them a gift? Now, I've got, look at this, I've got a bit of a heart watch. Do you fancy that? No, I thought you might. I've got here, I've got some marbles. Do you remember, Mark? They're kind of old-fashioned, aren't they? Some of these used to play with marbles. In fact, that was all they had. Big marbles and a toilet roll. Would you like some marbles?
I think
so, but I'm nobody wants them. I'll tell you what, how about this extraordinary card? Cards, anyone? Oh, you're very excited. Anyone want a pack of cards?
Yes.
Go ahead, free. Oh no, I'm not chucking it. That then did tears. I've got a kind of cute thing that you might. And finally, I've got a kind of. Oh, it's a game. Anyone fancy a game? Did you get these?
Yeah.
All right. you don't play it during the service. I've still got my marbles. I've lost my marbles. Do you know, can I tell you, who struggles buying Christmas presents? Can I tell you, the best presents, if you could buy anyone, I can guarantee you that it will be useful. It doesn't matter who anybody is, buy them a recycling box. I guarantee you, isn't it? Everyone on Christmas Day will need the recycling box. Why? Because there's rubbish that needs to go in it. Every single household is a winner. I promise you, everyone will love it. You heard it here from me first. But now, the good news that Jesus brings is this, is no matter who we are, we've all got a bit of rubbish in our lives. That is, none of us have loved God with all our hearts and souls and minds and strengths. None of us have loved our neighbours ourselves. As we are, we're not really ready to be with God, because God's perfect and we're not. But the great news is that Jesus comes along and says, I will take away all your rubbish, all the bits about you that have not been so good, and I will take them away so you don't have to have them anymore. So that I, when I look at you, I see you as perfect. I see you like Jesus. And then we can be great friends for the rest of your life and for eternity. That's the gift. Because do you remember the angel said that Jesus is going to be a saviour? That's what it means. The one who takes away the mess so that we can know God personally. So when you're looking at your crackers and you're arguing over when to pull them, firstly, remember the crown. Jesus is in control of it, even though it doesn't always feel like it. Secondly, the good news that God loves us is that every single person sat around your table, even if they've been a bit nasty back here, Jesus loves them. And thirdly, as you're chucking away your gift, because if you're like me, you get your gift out of your cracker, it's in the bin within about 3 minutes after the meal is finished, isn't it? Jesus gives us a gift that is with us for eternity, that he loves us, that he'll forgive us, and that he'll be with us. If you've never responded to Jesus before, can I encourage you this Christmas not to go away, stick it all back in the bin at the end of Christmas. As they say, Christmas is for life, not just for Christmas. Amen. Big round of applause, my two friends.